Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
97.1 FM Talk Podcast.
All right, we will get to our Queen of Hearts drawing here coming up at the bottom of the hour, because the big news, of course, in Washington, D.C. is outside of the White House there, where people are paying attention to what's going on in Iran and what the president might be doing next, because that's of course foremost on everyone's mind right now. And we are going to get right now. Let's see. We got Alexandria Hoff on the phone. Alexandria is with Fox News. She's been reporting from the White House all morning. Thank you for giving me some time this morning. How are you?
Hey, I'm great. And thank you for playing my walkout song and the intro to this segment.
No problem. Even if that was coincidence, I'm glad that worked out. That was great. So President Trump is now claiming he's got he's going to give him 2 more weeks. So what are they saying about that at the White House?
Yeah, so this is a 2-week window. The president could make his decision really in any time on potential U.S. action that could be taken against Iran. But President Trump wants to give this window of opportunity to Iran to come again to the negotiating table. You know, that's going to be a tricky one, though. You have Iranian leadership right now, according to Reuters, saying that if zero nuclear enrichment is the standard that President Trump is going to set, that they are simply not going to meet that. They also say that they are not going to negotiate while still under fire with Israel. So the president has given himself a bit of runway to really consider a lot of things. It's maybe not just negotiations, but it's, you know, you got to consider assets in the region, potential domestic pushback that could come with this, and Iran's future if their current regime were to topple.
Well, push back from within his own conservative ranks, right? Within MAGA, where there's a lot of debate over this.
Right. I mean, absolutely. So there's the political ramifications of something like this. He wants to make sure, you know, potentially that he gets the right people in his corner if there is any action to be taken, and make sure that this message is illustrated to the American public, at least when it comes to the threat level of nuclear proliferation caused by Iran.
Yeah, that's a very good point. Alexandria Hoff with us this morning from Fox News and at the White House. I know, Alexandria, one of the stories that you'll be covering today as well are these Fox polls that have come out. And some of it's focused on these congressional hearings on Joe Biden. And maybe, I don't know about if it's the auto pen or whether or not his doctors knew what was going on with him, right?
Yeah, and it's been a struggle to get a lot of these answers. And I think that's what these legislators have come forward with in some of these hearings. Like, hey, wait a minute. You know, this is a democracy. We have we elected a president. Maybe not everybody participated, but he represented everybody. And as taxpayers, we deserve some answers. So they've been trying to, you know, come to the bottom of some of those lingering questions we have. But these Fox News polls, they're interesting, maybe not surprising, though. 52% of Americans do think it is important to investigate whether Biden's advisors had used the auto pen without his awareness. And 52%, I mean, that's the majority of Americans, but not a vast majority. You have to also consider there might be some saying, I don't know if I really want my tax dollars at this point being used on an investigation into this when we have more pressing matters. 46% said it was time to move on from that.
Wow. And an surprisingly high number, 68%, that included Democrats in that poll, thought it was pretty clear that the Biden White House had covered up his condition, correct?
Yeah, 68%. But we all were looking at the man. We were looking at the president.
Yeah,
so
true.
I wonder if 68% of those who are willing to admit now, they think that there is a bit of dishonesty. Maybe some people didn't want to admit it to themselves either, what they were seeing with their own eyes. There was moments I think every American was like, hope he's all right. So that's how surveys work. Not everybody's going to, some people are going to express what they think their party wants to express.
And if I'm correct on this, Alexandria, at the hearing they had this week, the Democrat side of the dais was empty, right? Didn't they show up and make an opening statement and then leave the room?
Yeah, I think there were two, right, that kind of lingered for a bit there. But clearly they feel we need to move on. But there are questions. I mean, the auto pen question is one that is not going to go away, though, because
right.
Democrats at some point are going to want to bring this up. So it would be perhaps in their best interest to show some due diligence now that, hey, we don't want things signed. I mean, it was first used under President Obama. He was overseas. He did give authorization for the auto pen to be used, but it was controversial then. So for the fact that some Democrats are saying, oh, this isn't even an issue now, is somewhat surprising.
Very true. Alexandria Hoff, love your work. Thank you. Keep up the good work.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, we'll talk to you again soon. We'll get your walkout music for you every time. If we can get her on here more often, that would be fantastic. All right, coming up here, we're going to get to our winner of the Queen of Hearts drawing, I promise you. In fact, we can probably do that right now if you want to hit that opening
Guns
for
and
me.
Guns N' Roses Queen of Hearts, benefiting the St. Louis Backstoppers.
Queen of Hearts winner this week is the Five of Hearts. That is in slot number 9. The winner is going to get $25. 297-815-928 is the ticket number. They'll be reaching out to you if indeed you are the winner. Congratulations. The jackpot's up to almost $3,000 now. If you draw the Queen of Hearts, you win half of that jackpot. The other half goes to Guns and Hoses and then ultimately to Backstoppers by the end of the year. Just go to stlgunsandhoses.com to play. The cards are only $5 a piece. All the money goes to a great cause. STLGunsAndHoses.com. We're going to be back in just a minute.
Get more at 971talk.com.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.